Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show where we explore the many paths of transformation and aim to mine a few nuggets of gold that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature. Even though sometimes that might feel counterintuitive, just like the nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and I'm delighted that you could join me today. I'm also delighted to welcome back a very special guest, Radhavi Riam. Now, Radhavi is a beautiful soul, and she describes herself as a servant of inner peace. And in the 3 years, almost to the day, since she last joined me on this show, she's written a book, available to buy right now, called Awaken to Inner Peace in the Midst of Chaos, with the subtitle of Free Yourself from Human Conditioning. Over the last 30 years, Radhavi's helped more than 2,000 clients break the code of human conditioning, and while she says she ardently serves the divine spark within each of us, it would be a mistake to think that this book is just another spiritual outpouring. Radhavi's work is fundamentally about helping people live their best life as well and healthily as they can and as ably as we're all designed to do. I started off our chat with just that sentiment, and here was her reply.
Yeah, and the thing is too, JJ, and the reason in why I express it in this way too, is through my own life's experiences. And of course, wisdom comes from the experience. We're citing something that we read in the book. And through my whole life's journey, I have come to seriously understand why we are here and what is here. It's not the body that is here. It's the divine essence of our being that is using this body to express its divinity. And of course, we get sidetracked when we get into the conditioning, and we get into the program of words from other people when we're, you know, in so young and in our innocence. But what I really want to remind people is that before language and before you became you start to understand the world in the material way, we all were innocent at birth. We didn't have language. Everything we saw, is that oneness. We were looking from the spark of the essence of our being. The light of awareness is what we are. And so one may think, how can you say that? Because when I know I'm hungry, I cry. No, you don't know that you're hungry. You are responding to a feeling within. That's what we're doing. Something, there's a sensation that we're feeling and we're responding to it. That's what it is.
And that's fascinating. So when you say we don't know that we're hungry, we're just responding to a feeling, some people would say, but that's a learnt understanding of what that feeling means. So getting back to what you were saying about conditioning, though, are we saying that even down to basics like that, we've been conditioned in ways that are really counterproductive in terms of our well-being?
Exactly, exactly. And so what happens when we begin to understand language, we'll hear mother say, oh, you're hungry, you start to put words to a feeling, and we begin to learn not that anything really is wrong with learning, but what is very important is for us to step back and look at where learning, the conditioned world, has it taken us off track? Are we still on track? And so this, as you talk about, JJ, about being well-being, we have to ask ourselves now, where am I? Am I in that state of well-being? Is there something else that's missing?
Interesting, yeah. And words have power, don't they? Words.
Very.
Yeah. We learn about it in one way very early on, but we don't learn about it, if you know what I mean. We are subconsciously aware of the power of words, but we tend not to use them consciously.
Yes. And when we're talking about the power, as you mentioned, the power of words, JJ, something flashed in my memory. When I was 6 years old, my eldest brother was sent to high school, or boarding school, and he comes home, and then your report card is vitally important. And my father was Chinese, from China, and he has his own way of the value of life, and so education is very important to him. I remember at 6 years old, and divine usually placed me in a place where I am going to be learning something that is going to support me today. My father had a temper, and he had my brother against the wall, and I'm standing behind. I can remember exactly where I was behind, just watching. And my father was so upset with him. He said, "You never come to anything."
Mm.
Time goes by, JJ. And of all the ones in the family, he struggled. Never in the world. Because, I have a sister who went to Harvard. So we are not stupid people. My brother was not stupid either, but he failed at almost everything that he did. Yeah. And that was a mark, because of what you said, words are powerful. That was a mark to this 6-year-old, how important it is to acknowledge our children.
Yes.
See the best.
No, sorry, I was going to say, so in essence, being told repeatedly, presumably, that you will never amount to anything, that's a belief then, that's instilled in the mind of the young one, yeah.
So, and another thing to consider is that there's an adult, your father, who takes care of you, your father who knows more than you know in your mind, and telling you about you is a mark of lack. And when we see people go around and judging each other in the most horrendous way, it's like putting a stamp on that person's mind. And I'm very compassionate about that understanding.
Yes, yeah, there is a lot of that going around right now. A lot of people are being very judgmental right now. And we are also going through a time of chaos, of turmoil. There's a lot of change going on, and we're being asked more and more to ride a really pretty rough wave of change. And in fact, your book, the full title of your book is Awaken to Inner Peace in the Midst of Chaos. I would say that what we're living in right now is pretty chaotic. But it's even harder. So we're brought up with these thoughts, these beliefs that we've been conditioned, programs that we've been conditioned into. It's hard enough getting rid of those without doing that in the midst of chaos. But you've put forward, I think it's lovely, actually, you've incorporated into the book 12 freedom explorations to help people get to that inner peace where you can actually ride those waves.
Yes. The book was not only to tell you and you say, oh, yes, I got it. It's true. I remember that. Oh, yeah. And leave you with that. The book was to help people to come home, to recognize and to understand through my own personal journey too, what you are. And then coupled with the messages from the essence of our soul, I was very honored, JJ, when I got those messages and wondered why did I get those messages. But after a while, I understood and accepted that this was an agreement that my soul had. And I want to say to everyone, we all come in with an agreement. And it doesn't mean it's a big agreement about the soul like mine. You know, the simplest thing that one may think is simple is how do we love ourselves? To become self-aware. And the journey of programming and conditioning has taken us way off that track to become self-aware. And the book sincerely acknowledges the difficulties because I went through that. I went through my hard knocks, and because I know that I can stand up and say, yes, we all have experienced life in its own difficult ways, but there is a way to become self-aware. And like they say, yeah, something is coming to you. It's like they say, when one monkey experienced something, it opens the gate for the other monkey. Something like that. I don't remember. You ever aware of that
one? I don't know that one.
Like cats, for instance, they said a cat automatically begin to know what to do because it's already in their DNA.
Cats teach us a lot, actually. I have had cats over many years, not now, sadly, but they are brilliant teachers when it comes to showing you how to just be. Just be. Just live in the moment and be. And you know exactly what the right thing to do is.
Absolutely. And what I want to say again is everything that is in this material world is consciousness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Created by the one source. And what's coming up to me too, as I said, that is about prejudice and disharmony with one. It doesn't matter whether it's a color or it's in a family. We can look at it, let's say it's in a family. We can look at it and say, what is it that I agreed to go through to unravel something in me why this is happening? I need to look at myself, not at the person who's causing the despair. I'm the one feeling the despair. They are the ones who is targeting, pushing that bell. And that, again, to me, is self-aware. We have to be aware of ourselves. What am I feeling? The world is going through a chaos. Okay, now where am I in that chaos? Where am I? And I know that I've come to the place of I should have changed my name as a inner peace guide. I've come to that place to say that I am an inner peace guide because I've come from wounding, despair, lack, all of it that humanity is going through to this place. And I can say that because of all of my own difficulties and wounding, I see lack with love and compassion because I've been there. I know, I understand what it is we get entangled with.
Beautiful. I totally empathize with Radhavi's experiences, and there's more to come. But first, it's time to hear these messages. We'll be back right after this.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the practical alchemist, and my guest today, inner peace guide Radhavi Riam. Now, here's how our conversation continued.
Radhavi, you, just as you say that, I'm prompted to ask you, so do you think that one of the main causes of disease, you know, lack of well-being, issues with all sorts, is that lack of love and self-love?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people who, I mean, I guess I am, but are you one of those people who just says, you know, it's just all about love, basically?
No, I don't just paint it off with, oh, you know, you lack self-love. That's a very unconscious thing to say to someone who is suffering.
Yeah.
You know, for over 30 years, I help people to go through and release their inner child wounding because that's where it started. So I'm very cognizant of psychological and emotional issues. So there's an inner despair. It's an inner peace lack. And the thing that I have discovered that in spite of all the hard knocks or what people say about us, you know, as we are growing up or even in our adult lives today, the most difficult one to peel off is what we think about ourselves.
Mm.
We have to look deep at that and said, okay, now I need to separate what somebody did that really hurt me. I need to see why I'm taking that and why I am being affected. And then underneath that, I have to say, okay, now I'm affected because what do I think of myself? And that is also another way of us discovering what we're feeling about ourselves equal, not self-care, not self-aware, not loving ourselves enough.
Those are great distinctions, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the difference there. So you have, as we've said before, you have these 12 freedom explorations, you call them. And those are questions that are asked in those, aren't they?
Yes. Those questions are asked so you can see the difference between your conscious mind and your and what it is within you, that your light, your self-aware. This is a question that is being asked to open yourself to your self-awareness, to the unseen part of you that is more important. Without this self-aware, without this light of awareness, which is your divine spark, your spark. And I want to say, when I didn't know the name divine spark, they said to me, we are not wounded children, because that's what I used to work with for many years, the wounds of another. So we are not wounded children. We are divine sparks. And I knew
who,
exactly.
And who's saying that to you, Radhavi? Was that your clients?
No.
Or the
essence of our soul.
Right.
The essence of our soul. The unseen that carries the greatest wisdom of why our body is here on this planet.
Yeah, thank you.
For saying that to me. And then I realized it was, you know, I was a sad little withdrawn little girl. So I didn't smile a lot. And now I giggle at things when I discover things. And I giggled. I said, so those times when I'm working through the wounded child that is fragmented from the whole, and I could easily find them, and they would speak to me. I heard them very easily. Some of them would say, I've been waiting for you. And I would pass the messages over to the client and make sure that the client could speak to them. I just giggled and said, so all this time, I think I was healing the wounded child. I was unveiling the essence of their soul. Are you seeing the divine spark? That's what I was doing. But I didn't realize that. So my whole life has had, my whole soul agreement has come through all these waves to this point of the book. The book has all all my knowingness, excuse me, through my own experiences. So let's say one of the 12 freedom explorations. We understand that our computer has a screen. It's simple and it's quiet. It's not doing anything. And without that screen, we would never be able to see, say, you and I hear JJ speaking, or there's lots of things that we see through YouTube or anything on our screen. Some of it is frightening, some of it is disturbing, and some of it is beautiful. What we do is we take on the character of what we see on the screen. And we act from that and believe and use it as the beliefs of what we are. Everything we see in the movie, because life is really a movie. Now, the screen that sits there and allow us to be aware of what is on the screen is what we are. That's the essence of our soul. That's the light of awareness. Without the screen, we would never be able to see anything on the computer or in the movies or in the theater. So that screen is that everlasting light that is only compared of love and peace. And it allows us to be able to see And two, many times we jump into the screen and we become part of the movie. This is what we do in our lives. We become the movie because we have the likes and dislikes and the judgment and all of and the chaos, and we think it's perfectly normal to not be at peace. Because the whole world is doing it. We are caught in that, what I call it, the matrix. And I've often said the way to get out of the matrix is right down here, 12 inches down from your mind, your heart.
Yes, it's. Again, I guess that the reason you wrote this book was because a lot of people find it so difficult to break through or out of that matrix thinking. How do you do it? Some of us, you and I are, don't mind. I hope you don't mind me saying, getting on in years, and we've been through a lot and we've experienced a lot. And so, you've got to the point where you're writing books about how you understand the world to be, which is when I read the book, I was thinking, yeah, that's great. Great, simple messages. I kind of am aligned with you so much of it, if not all of it. But for somebody who's younger, who's brought up in the, in the TikTok generation, let's say, so much harder to differentiate between what the conditioning is and finding your inner peace, or even thinking that you should be finding your inner peace.
For instance, my daughter WhatsApped me recently, and she said, my son's friend said he read the book, he bought the book, he read the book, he's so he's young. Her son is only 22. So his friend is kind of TikTok age. And he said, I still have that difficulty in me, this feeling that I'm having. I beautifully WhatsApp her and said, did they listen to the Freedom Exploration? Because there's one also that I offer free, which I want to tell the audience after. And she said he did, and he's still feeling. I said, okay. I'm inviting him to take my 20-minute complimentary guidance so we can talk about this. The reason is that sometimes people get stuck into this belief that they can't, that they make it real. This belief becomes so real that there isn't a place to open up to say, let me listen to this other way. And what I feel based on the 30 odd years I work with psychological emotional issues, there is I call it under the hood situation, commonly childhood, that is stuck somewhere and can't get out of. And that's why I have so much compassion. Because there's a belief that has taken our lives, our thoughts over. And so he and I are now going to, he immediately contacted me. I know we are going to have a conversation.
Well, great. And I'm sure that you'll be able to steer him through.
Yes. So the reason why I brought that up to JJ, the planet is shifting in a marvelous way. There's so much more light coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's so much chaos coming, because the light hits that darkness and you have to clear it. You can't have all light and there is this contrast. So it's stirring people up. And there are a lot of people who are becoming more sensitive to something other than what they've always heard. There must be a different way. And that even goes to religion and whatever it is. I'm not knocking religion in any way. But I'm saying people are beginning to think more for themselves and said, did that make sense to me? Mm-hmm. There's more of a inquiring that is happening in people, but a lot of people need to get the answer because they're stuck in the inquiry.
Yes, people are waking up, and I'm absolutely certain of that. And on that note, I'm considering setting up an online community where people can come together and get the help they need to get through all the chaos. People of like minds, people who are seeing where things aren't working, but they don't quite know where to go to get help to see them through. So what do you think? Is that something that you would find useful? I'd love to hear from you. You'll find all my contact information at my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk. So do either email me or send me a message on social media. Right now, though, it's time for another short break. Back with more from Radhavi Riom right after these messages.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and my special guest today is Radhavi Riom, an inner peace guide and author of Awaken to Inner Peace in the Midst of Chaos. Now, we were talking about waking up before the break, and I mentioned that I've noticed a lot more people seeing how some things just aren't quite sitting right in the world. People are beginning to question the so-called truths that we've been taught over the years, and I see that as a good sign.
It's a very good sign.
Yeah. And I want to bring you to, there was one piece in your book that I made a note of. I made a couple of notes, as I usually do when I do these things, but one thing that I made a note of was people having a devotion to dying before they actually die, and we should have a devotion to life rather than dying. What do you mean by that?
Well, people are afraid of dying. They're afraid that their mind feels that this is the end. But somewhere unconsciously they're feeling there's something more that I don't know yet. They don't, the conscious mind doesn't have it. That I'm afraid of dying before I feel this sense of freedom. And I feel that the deepest wound that we carry is an existential wound, the separation from what is, the separation from the divine. And somewhere in us, we know that. We're unhappy or we're sad and we don't know why. So, yeah, the number one wound is this is separation from an existential separation. And once we really understand that and we come to that place of peace, we have a whole different outlook on life. We have a whole different outlook on where we are looking at life. And we begin to see consciousness everywhere. Love is everywhere. I mean, in the space, in the trees, in nature. And that is such a beautiful place of feeling more oneness.
And then we can live and focus on life without even focusing on it. We just are.
Right. And then the other thing about dying before you die, you may have seen that too. dying before you die simply means releasing all the programs and identification.
That's akin to the philosophy of the bardo, isn't it? Just going through a almost
true,
like,
true. Yes, it's yeah. And it's like a rebirth too.
Yeah,
I'm being rebirthed. I'm coming to the place. Coming to the place where I always belonged.
Yeah, and again, bringing that back to health and well-being. When there is so much conflict in your system, I guess. Tell me if this is you know something that you agree with or not. But when there is so much conflict in your system, things are going to go wrong because everything is fighting everything. You know, there's so much conflict within you. I'm sort of not making it up as I go along, but I'm just kind of feeling into it as we talk. Is this part of it as well in your mind?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we look like a solid matter, but as we all know, we're energetic beings.
Mm-hmm.
And when we begin to have these programmed thoughts acting out in the world, it's a different frequency than the light of awareness frequency from our soul's essence. And so since this body is this light energy, what happens is all those thoughts and come from a whole different energy. It's lower, it's darker energy, less light. It starts to block the system. So many times I dare to say that people go to the doctor, they get sick. And then get medication. That's not where it started. It started from your thoughts, started from the energy that's blocked in the body. And you know, JJ, I'm sure you would agree with this too. That's why energy workers do a good job.
Of course, I agree with that. Of course, yeah.
I know, you know. What do we think they're doing? They're clearing out the denser energy so you can feel lighter and better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I remember a client when I used to do one-on-one hand work. She came to me and I didn't know her. She was, anyway, first time. And she told me, you know, what are your symptoms? What are you? Da, da, da. And she had to write all of that out. And she told me she had a diagnosis for 7 years. I never asked questions in detail about that. That's her belief. That's what she's telling me without knowing. She's telling me there's a block in my energy field. So as I was working with, because I'm able to see the energies, I went directly to her spleen area, stomach, somewhere over there on the left side. And I saw a dark energy. And I'm really not clear. The divine works through me. I'm just a messenger. And I pulled this thing out. And I'm clearing other parts of her body. I'm not focusing on what she told me because I didn't know where it was. I had no idea. And she told me afterwards that her illness was gone. Now, it sounds like magic, but when you look at it energetically, there was a blockage in there that was affecting her energy field. And go to the physical, you know, go to the doctor, and there's a diagnosis. And so.
Yeah, I don't like the term energy healer, because if I'm working with somebody's energy, I'm not doing the healing. It's creating the space where what happens, happens. You set the intention, but it's very difficult for me to say, I am a healer, because it's not me that's doing the healing.
No, I totally agree with you, JJ. And so when clients come to me, they don't come to me as an energy healer at all, because I don't use that word.
Yeah.
I use it as a point of reference. They come to me because they're coming with a psychological, emotional issue. They write out what it is, it's what age all these things happen, whatever it is. And I have the ability to look, to step out of myself and look and get a feeling. And sometimes there's one that has a deep emotion, and I know that is unresolved. So we have to go to that first. Or I get a real sense about what I'm reading. And then I'll bring it up to the client and we talk about it. And I tell you, something happens, because they move out of their mind state and they begin to be in that, we are in a state of presence, and they come to that place and the heart begins to speed. And there are times when tears happen. It's so beautiful that they have let go where they were to now open to what it is in that moment that we are expressing and coming from. And I find that so beautiful.
It is. And that's the alchemy of transformation that we can all achieve. Yeah.
Yes.
Radhavi, absolutely wonderful always to be with you and talk with you. You are going to talk a little bit about the explorations, the freedom explorations, which people can hear, can't they?
Yes.
So if they buy the book, there are QR codes in the book, and you can use those QR codes to get through to an audio.
Yes. Well, it's not even an audio, it's a video.
Ah.
So what it does, it takes
you to my... I didn't get around to doing that.
yeah, it takes you to my website. And you'll see me talking with you, talking through it. And in that way, you're not reading it. You are getting into this relaxed state. You are opening yourself to something beyond your mind. Just consider you're going into a meditation. And you prepare yourself that way. And you get the best out of it that way. There's no opinion. A blank page for you to just hear. So the 12 are there. And it is, in addition to that, JJ, I'm off. That is when you buy the book, you're able with the QR code to get to my website. But also on my website, I'm offering one as a gift, a free, that people can go to when they sign up on my website.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, I must thank you for spending time with me today and writing this book. It's very simply put, which I think is great. And I love the way that you're bringing other elements in, because I do think that it's very difficult to transform your life just by reading something. You have to actually do and be. So it's great that you've incorporated that as well. And so thank you so much for joining me today. If people want to get in touch with you or find your website, tell us again what that is.
My name is Ryan Hayes. It's www.radhavi. It's RADAV as in Victor, i.e. It's simple. Radhavi.net.
Dot net, brilliant.
Dot net, I said dot com. So, yeah, right of you, dot net. Dot
so easily
net.
Done. So easily done. Well, thank you so much, Radhavi. Do check out Radhavi's website and her book. Once again, it's called Awaken to Inner Peace in the Midst of Chaos. It really is beautiful in its simplicity and can really help us to get to the root of what ails us. Now, once again, you can check out the video version of this conversation on my YouTube channel, Alternatively Speaking. Just search for at Alternatively Speaking on YouTube or follow the link on my website, which is thepracticalalchemist.uk. You'll find lots more about me there, as well as videos and audio tracks to help you relax and de-stress, which is something we all need in this chaotic world. Or book an energy clearing session with me at safehavenhealing.uk. Now that will definitely relax you. Now, besides that, I really would love to hear from you. Your thoughts on some of the ideas that you hear in these shows, how I might help you, and whether you like the idea of an active community of like souls coming together to support each other. Would you join that kind of thing? Sometimes we just don't know where to go for even just moral support. So many people are feeling so isolated these days. So my own thoughts are of a community where we can come together to share knowledge and information, as well as to support and lift each other up for our mutual well-being. So it would be great to hear from you, and I'll be keeping you posted on progress. Meanwhile, if you want more great health information, check out Health Triangle magazine. You'll find a link to that on the UK Health Radio homepage. Time for me to wrap things up now, though. Thank you for listening. Join me next time for more Practical Alchemy. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.
Child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.